Tuesday was officially election day in Wisconsin, and thousands in Milwaukee showed up to cast their ballots in person and not at their usual polling places. Milwaukee consolidated its 180 polling sites to just 5 because so many workers stayed home out of concern over the coronavirus. WUWM's Angelina Mosher Salazar was one of the voters who went to the polls, and now we follow her as she goes to vote.
All right, so it is currently 11:33 a.m. The polls have been open for about 4.5 hours. We're going to see what the line looks like and what the voting experience is at South Division High School, one of 5 polling locations for the entire city of Milwaukee. Very important. I am now putting on my mask, so I'm going to sound a little differently. Okay, I think I got this on correctly. The metal part needs to be over the nose. Got that. Okay, let's go and see what this is all about. Here to vote.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes.
Are you feeling ill today?
I am not feeling ill.
Wonderful. Would you like some hand sanitizer?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
We can direct you to the next person.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, the woman here with the denim shirt, she's going to check you in, okay?
Okay, thank you. Hello. Hi. Yes, my address is...
So as I walk into South Division High School, I give my address, confirm that I am registered to vote, and that, yes, this is the correct spot. I'm then directed into the gymnasium, where there is a line of about 10 people.
Okay,
and we're each told to stand at the green markers on the ground.
This is moving along pretty quickly. And I am at the green sticker,
which are presumably 6 feet away from each other.
All right, get my IDs out.
I then am promptly called up to get my ballot.
7, okay. All right, looks like everybody here is wearing a mask. Hello.
I sign for my ballot.
Did you happen to bring a black pen with you today?
I did.
Wonderful.
I wasn't sure which one I needed, so I brought both. I almost brought a mechanical pencil, too.
And then am told to get into another line for a polling booth. Those are located outside the gymnasium and are sanitized right after a person exits.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And that was it. It took me less than 20 minutes to vote. Now, important to note that that was just my experience. I didn't have to register. I triple-checked my polling location before I left the house. But that was not every voter's experience. People were reporting waiting times of up to 2.5 hours. What is certain is that this pandemic radically affected how voting was conducted. Here's voting site supervisor Brett Hessian.
Certainly this is the most dramatic and frankly the most frightening thing I've ever done as an election worker. You know, my son is 19. A year ago he started working with me and I'm introducing my kid to public and community service, and this morning I put my kid in the car to bring him out to work an election in a pandemic. It's craziness. It's craziness.
Hessian went on to say that he's concerned not only for his son's safety, but for all the voters who came to the polls today. Angelina Mosher Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.